This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking it up for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on our Sunday radio broadcast, which is syndicated by GCN. We are also on 2 hours a day, five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday. You can find us at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Very easy to be texting my initials, RSB, to 22828, and you'll be prompted in the States to, probably in Canada too, to become a newsletter subscriber for free. And today we're going to go, I say global. I am definitely not a globalist. I am for state sovereignty, national sovereignty. People should have a right to self-determination. But I am concerned about the people of planet Earth and the various countries they're in, those that respect or claim to respect something called freedom, maybe even promote democracy, which I'm personally not a big fan of, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But regardless, we're going to talk about these issues because down under on Australia, as we call it from the stateside, they've been hammered, absolutely hammered. The tyranny of maybe, dare I say, democracy, if that's the case of Australia, in a place where they have confiscated the right to keep and bear arms, the firearms of the people of Australia, taking no defense against tyrannical government. Found out under the guise of COVID regulations, public health demands, emergency rule, that you couldn't leave your home, you couldn't leave the province, you couldn't leave your vicinity or neighborhood, or if you did and you weren't cooperating, they could put you in, I wouldn't call it an internment camp, but maybe I would. Is it re-education? A quarantine camp? What the heck was going on down there? And we thought of the Wild West of the old America very much was the Wild West visions of Australia, the outback and freedom, and yet they weren't very free. Joining me now to discuss the updates that we haven't gotten in a few months now out of Australia from this place called ReigniteFreedom.com, Monica Smith joins us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Monica, welcome. I appreciate you. Well, I'm getting up semi-early as we're recording this.
No, it's 11. It's 11 in the morning. It's a great time. So thanks for having me on the show.
I'm pleased to connect with you for the first time. I've done a number of shows about Australia with Australians that some are willing to get up ridiculously early, like Meryl Dorey before. And I don't blame you for not wanting to do it. I don't want to do it, but I'm glad you're here now. So if you give me some backstory personally on your connection to the agenda for, let's say, fighting for the regaining of freedom in Australia that has seemingly been lost since COVID craziness took over.
Sure. Well, it was about, July 2020 when Victoria, which is where I live, which is where Daniel Andrews is the premier, which you may have heard his name. We were in a 4-month lockdown. We were 4-month lockdown, and I was just at my wit's end. I just couldn't understand how this was happening. I couldn't understand why people were just staying at home. I mean, there was a 1-hour exercise limit, and there is no way for anyone to police that, but people were actually doing it anyway, and it just, that made me laugh, but it also made me really concerned. And then on the other side of things, I noticed, or I could feel, the anger and the anxiety in the air from so many Victorians who couldn't protest, couldn't leave their house, couldn't question things. And I thought, I don't have to be a health expert to know that that's not a healthy environment, to have all that anger inside of you and have nowhere for it to go. So I started Reignite Democracy Australia, which basically just ended up being a unified voice for those people, for people to not feel alone. And we did a lot of actions like emailing our members of parliament and then protesting and things like that, letterbox dropping and ways for people to feel they were at least trying to do something instead of keeping all the anger inside. So that's when I got involved. And then, you know, it just got pretty crazy over those months in 2020, 2021. That's when the police started, you know, pepper spraying children and shooting rubber bullets into crowds and, you know, just horror scenes from what you would think is a movie. But actually it was my fellow Australian men and women shooting at us. It was really something, yeah.
Monica, that was astonishing to watch that. I thought, well, maybe they're like the imported Chinese United Nations blue helmet people shooting at Australians. But you're telling me Australian cops were willing to shoot Australian people and pepper spray children. I'm like, how the hell did that happen?
Look, there wouldn't have been many of them that would have done it, but they found them. You know, a lot of police were crying under their helmets, you know, in these sorts of situations. They're definitely not all bad. A lot of policemen took days off work during things like that. And now they are having the worst time trying to recruit policemen at the moment, especially in Victoria. And actually a lot of Victorian police have left Victoria as well. So the remnants of what they tried to force these policemen to do, it's showing up.
Well, this is the thing, that there are people that cannot stomach the things that have been going on. And even in the policing activity, as you point out, not everybody was on board with it, but perhaps trapped by what had rapidly emerged at a time when not many people were prepared for it or had predicted it. I've been talking about the vulnerability we have in the West to believe that germs are the cause of disease, and that allowed these so-called experts in public health to proclaim a disease that could only be found by special technology, electron microscopes or testing, PCR, polymerase chain reaction, that beyond the work of the average person would go, oh my gosh, this is crazy. It's too scary. Now we've got to relinquish the freedoms that we thought the government would support. And there wasn't enough pushback initially. And now you're clawing and scratching just to get a little bit back, considering what you've been through. And this guy, what's his name in Australia, the premier there, what's his name in Victoria?
Daniel Andrews.
Andrews. Is he up for election anytime soon? Is there any movement to remove him?
Yeah, in a few months, November. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not sure if politics is the answer. It could be completely rigged. I'm not sure. But I do know that we are trying, and there are a lot of volunteers on the ground, and we're going to do our best.
What about the issue of noncompliance? I don't know if you're aware of the story of one Rosa Parks here in the United States back at the dawn of the civil rights era, a black woman who refused to get to the back of the bus at a time when they were required to do so. And it ignited a movement in America towards freedom and civil rights for everybody, especially those who had been persecuted most just for the color of their skin. Has there been any moments like that in Australia that are igniting, as you pointed out, reigniting this love of freedom perhaps Australians might find again?
Oh, yeah. There's examples of that all over the country, in little towns and big cities. You know, we had the biggest ever protest in Australian history 2 times in a row. So we beat the first record straight after the second time we beat the first record straight away. So there's clearly a yearning for freedom, and a lot of people are sick of this. But, you know, human nature as well, now that things have opened up a little bit and things seem, you know, normal again, people have gone back to their lives, and that's fair enough as well. But I think what's really important is what we're doing here in Australia is creating community groups. So even just groups of 30 or 40 people in a town can be super, super impactful when or if things go bad, we'll have each other to support. And I do think if things happen again, if they try to use monkeypox or some other virus to lock us down, it's going to be a problem for them, because all the people that were already awake will be awake even more with a vengeance, and there'll be a whole heap of new people as well. So
yeah. I'm sure that because of the governmental action, it woke people up maybe in the middle that really didn't have, you know, a dog in the fight per se, but were now forced to realize that if they don't get active, this will happen again and again and again, because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And again, we've seen a lot of that in Australia. They've gotten away with some horrific things. I mean, the things that we used to say in America, we'd look at communist countries and regimes and go,
oh, yeah.
we're going to protest to the United Nations. We're going to sanction those countries. It's like they should have been sanctioning your government based on the treatment of its citizens.
Absolutely. But it seems to be this sort of, elite group of Commonwealth and, Western countries turn a blind eye to civilized countries being treated like communist countries. It's very, very strange. You're right. There should have been a peace, gathering in America on our behalf or something along those lines. But
the leadership in the Democrat Party, primarily in America, were not only utterly silent, they were cheerleading what was happening in Australia and New Zealand and other countries with lockdowns. In Canada, they were wishing that they had the power to do that here in America.
Well, that's because you guys have guns, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Yeah, like we are just sitting ducks here, and I'm not saying I'm necessarily an advocate for guns or anything like that, but that is a huge difference between America and Australia, especially when it comes to protesting and things like that. We are so peaceful here, but we have no way of defending ourselves. And if we just even raise our hand to a police in jest, yeah. we'll get tackled to the ground and thrown in jail or something like that. So it's kind of scary here. Definitely.
Monica, the people that have said America is a gun-crazy country now are looking at us and going, please, whatever you do, do not give up your guns. I understand now why the Second Amendment was written into your Constitution, because the right of the people to keep and bear arms wasn't about hunting or even defending mm-hmm. foreign invasions. It was about defense against tyrannical government that would inevitably rise up. Because that's the history of government on planet Earth. And so we tried to do it different, and we're still struggling in the United States. I'm not saying we're perfect here, but you're right. Without a way to defend ourselves from tyrannical government, they will run roughshod over you, as we've seen in some peace-loving countries like New Zealand and Australia and even Canada.
Yeah, and we can't even have tasers or a pepper spray in our handbags as women. You know, it's we actually have no defense at all. It's really terrifying. I think you guys have something going there. But what the government's done over the last 2 years have woken a lot of people up, as we said. And so they're not going to be able to get away with things like they used to. The reason why our democracy is falling apart is because people stopped participating in democracy. Okay, so when the good men and women are at home just looking after their family and having picnics and barbecues, and they're not participating in voting and all the branch meetings at the local level and things, that's when democracy is falling apart. But you know what? Everyone's getting involved now, so they're not going to get away with it for long.
All right, stand by. I have some things to say about democracy. I'll have Monica comment on it from Australia. The global reach of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy to do this because I care for the people of planet Earth. That's all of us, recognizing that there should be self-autonomy in terms of self-governance as well. More what's happening down under after this. Go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go again. Robert Scott Bell Show is on, and we are going global. Not globalist, but covering what's going on in Australia. I've been to Australia many, many years ago, as well as New Zealand, and the people are lovely. It's absolutely wonderful. Some beautiful country down there. And there is a spirit of you know, a kind of wilderness, wild spirit that I experienced, Monica, down under years ago. But the surprise and the shock for us here in America was to watch the absolute tyranny of lockdowns and isolation and limiting people from even leaving their homes. You described that already. And even putting people in camps of some kind because they weren't getting jabs or they were suspected of being spreaders. Now we know there's no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader. All of the science, they said, follow the science. They were not. They were running roughshod over science as well. And they wouldn't allow any challenge to that, their authority and their authoritarian ways. Now, you mentioned democracy, people not participating. I'm kind of the mindset, it's like, what if they threw an election and no one showed up? Wouldn't that show how illegitimate the government is? Now, again, that's a controversial thing to say. I'm just throwing it out there. And also the concern I have for pure democracy is it's the equivalent of, if you may have heard this, two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. That's one thing, the tyranny of the majority. And for me as a homeopath, it'd be like two oncologists, cancer doctors, and a homeopath voting on what to do to treat somebody's cancer or your own. And you're like, I'm outvoted every time. I don't want your chemo, but I'm sorry, you have to have it. They are basically utilizing democracy to demolish the rights of the individual, which is where rights come from, not from group dynamics or group membership. So I throw that out there not to change Australia, just to plant seeds of thoughts and discussion about how do we solve a problem that all of humanity, to varying degrees, is going through right now.
Yeah, I think that there's flaws in democracy as well. And also with the technology the way it is today and the corruption, you know, if voting isn't fair, then there is no democracy, is there? And, you know, we had an election recently, and there was absolutely mistakes. I wouldn't say the word fraud because I can't prove that, but there was very obvious mistakes made by many, many, many staff from the Australian Electoral Commission. So this is a huge problem. Also, you know, I think direct democracy could be another option. And maybe only 30 or 40% of the country would actually care enough to be involved. But direct democracy could be, and they do it in some areas, and they vote on every single thing. But then you've got, how are you going to vote? Is it going to be on a phone? Is it going to be on a computer? There could be hacking involved. You know, I don't think there is a perfect system, and that's why the systems keep changing. If democracy was not corrupted, I think it is probably the best of the bad systems we have.
You know, good way to say it, yes.
Yeah, or maybe if we had a really good leader, an inspirational and honest and truthful leader.
The benevolent dictator, as we talk about, right?
Yeah, maybe there is a place for, you know, that sort of dictatorship from someone who's good, but someone who's good will only last a certain amount of time.
Yes,
and then
will always lead. And the power that they take in goodness will be used and abused by the next regime that gets in. That's, again, the danger there of not limiting government. And, you know, look, I recognize everybody's got a right to self-determination, so I'm not, as I'm talking to you, telling you and Australia what to do. That's not my point. It's having a discussion about this, and I like to hear your thoughts from that land that you're in. And I think about voting as well, because we've had our own problems here. I think the election, in fact, was stolen and rigged last time to the presidency. So we know if it can happen in the United States of America with all our technology and everything, it can happen anywhere and likely is. So that's another part of the delegitimizing of current regimes, maybe in Australia as well, and that those people that are good people are driven out of even running because they realize how corrupt it is and they don't want to be corrupted by it. So it's a very difficult journey we're on.
Well, actually, I'll put another idea on the table here. Mm-hmm. What if there was no such thing as parties, but there was just independence? Now, that is how it used to be. Back 50 years, I was in the Australian Electoral Commission office recently and I saw an example of a ballot paper and they were all just individual persons' names. Yeah. Imagine if they had to actually work hard based on their name, not their branding, not theirs, nothing else. And then when they go into Parliament, they're an independent so they can make their own decisions. I reckon we should try that.
Monica, I'm with you there. The abolition of all political parties, I'm all in. I like that a lot. Stand by. We've got a lot more healing discussion to go politically and otherwise around the world and right now in Australia with Monica Smith. We've got a link in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. It's called reignitefreedom.com. We'll take you to a site talking about reigniting world freedom. There's a global walkout that is planned. I'll ask her about that. And just generally have a discussion about the love of liberty that we share around this planet. Well, it's the best idea yet, freedom. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No Vice President in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News. Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, in addition to discussing the topics of healing, even political, around the world, of course, there are updates in the show notes every day. You could sign up for the newsletter here in the United States or around the world. Easiest way, if you have a texting ability in America or North America, you can text RSB to 22828. If you are in Australia now and listening to this, you can just go to robertscottbell.com and there's a newsletter sign up and, you know, help defeat censorship. We're bypassing by going direct. And that includes a discussion like this that perhaps some in Australia don't want us to have, but we're having it. And Monica Smith is with us from Australia. And, you know, part of the thought of how do you defeat the limitations? For instance, if they ever come and say, hey, you can't leave your house. How about putting your house on wheels and driving it around? Could they stop you from doing that?
Look, I mean, back during the lockdowns, they could stop you from doing almost anything. It was really quite bad. I mean, people would disguise their vans as courier vans. They put like a courier sticker on their van just to be able to drive an hour away. I couldn't drive 3 minutes to the east of me. There was a ring of steel around the city, armed with uniformed police and also army personnel, stopping. Every car was stopped, and I was going somewhere. I was going to a church event, and they wouldn't let me go. I had to turn back around, you know.
So you're talking about things we used to watch in movies about the Iron Curtain.
Oh yeah, it was. It was just so bad. I mean, police patrolling shopping centers looking for people without masks on and then arresting them and pulling their children away and punching them in the front of people just because they don't want to put a mask on. Like it was like a horror show down here.
I'm amazed that there wasn't more violence based on the violence elicited or conducted by the so-called authorities.
Well, yeah, there was this one protest, this one moment I'll never forget, this high-up policeman, I think he was, really high-ranking, he actually goated the protesters. So the protesters were being, peaceful, and he was like, come on, beep, come at us, why don't you? So, like,
wow.
And I was just like, what is going on? Like,
does this guy still have a job, or was he fired?
Yep, he still has a job.
Wow, what an embarrassment.
Yep. Yeah, it happened to me too. I drove. Yeah,
is his mother alive? I'd say I'll talk to his mother to talk to him.
Mate, I just don't know how someone like that can do that. The police argue with the public. They're supposed training to actually de-escalate situations,
right,
not escalate them. And if we were to do that to them, I would be charged with incitement or encouraging violence or something. But he can encourage a whole protesting mob. It's crazy.
Now, I understand Victoria was the worst of the lockdown provinces. There are others that may be more inclined for freedom now at this point, or do you think there's enough of a push within Victoria that this could never happen again?
No, it could happen again, unfortunately. It would happen again, but there would be a lot more people protesting it, that's mm-hmm. for sure. And so instead of just one business being all over the news for not complying, maybe there would be hundreds and they wouldn't be able to target the businesses that aren't complying. So I think it would be different, but I reckon it could still happen to some extent. Allies would get a lot busier because, back in lockdown times, it was just so, there was just protests and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other states definitely didn't get it as bad. But I'm in a state right now called Queensland, and they had hardly any lockdowns. But they're very hippie style people, and they love freedom, so they're actually really awake as well. So unfortunately, sorry, it could happen again, but it would wake a lot of people up.
Yeah. So as far as new faces in politics, are there young people going in and running against the guard that was the tyrannical supporters? I mean, is there evidence that there's an upstart, even though there are political parties and political machines like we see in the United States as well? Is there some, let's say, hope down there that you can actually change the people in government that they wouldn't do this again?
Well, we just had a federal election just a few months ago, and actually voting behaviors changed a lot. So the party that is now in power only got 32% of the vote, and actually group of independents that did well. The only problem is their climate crisis, crazy people.
Yeah.
And they basically are the same as the party that got in anyway, which is the party that is the most communistic that we have anyway. So it's not good. However, it does show that Australians wanted to vote differently. They wanted to vote independently. And the only problem was that they didn't do their research. They didn't know who they were actually voting for. So that's a good thing. But also the freedom parties is what we call them here. Is there was quite a few minor parties that were trying their hardest and working really hard. And there was too many of them. And the volunteers were they didn't know who to help because everyone needed help. And there was like five or six parties kind of trying to get votes from the same group of people. So it was a bit messy. But look, we have a Victorian election coming up in November, and there's a lot less freedom parties, and they're really hard. And so I hope, friends. But to be honest, in the federal election, we got We got one Freedom candidate re-elected, and we got one new one elected, but we got a whole heap of bad ones elected. So these good ones, they can't do anything. They can't do anything. They're going to be wasting their voice for the next 6 years, driving themselves crazy, trying to make change. They can't do anything.
Oh, how has the winter been in Australia this season? Has it been a bad flu season? Is flu back? Because flu went away during COVID. You know, COVID cured everybody of flu. And are there mandatory masks through the winter going on down there? What's happening?
No, so pretty much everything is lifted. Even the mandates have lifted, except for in healthcare. Some companies have the ability, well, they think they have the ability to continue to mandate it. So there are those problems happening. But masks are not mandatory anywhere, from what I understand. And in terms of sicknesses, well, I tell you what, it's been a crazy winter for just being sick. So even myself, my family, everyone I know, I've got a few theories, partly it's because we were locked down and we didn't see people. Our immune systems are a bit, you know, down. We're spending too much time in front of the computer, things like that. As a general population, I think we've all been doing that. But also, if people's immune systems are a bit shot, then they continue to share diseases really, really easily. So we're basically all just walking around sharing flus with everyone. So,
well, and speaking of shots, we are seeing devastation among those who have gotten jabs and jabs and jabs that it seems to be destroying their immune system. And I'm not saying people who haven't gotten jabs aren't vulnerable to exposure to those as well, but are you seeing strange anomalies? They've called something new here sudden adult death syndrome, where adults are dropping dead, and young people of cardiovascular events all have been jabbed. Is that also being mirrored in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a really strange situation because you feel really sorry for these people. But at the same time, we tried so hard to tell them, and everyone yelled at us and screamed at us and called us crazy. And it's just so sad. I didn't want to be right, you know. And, yeah, that people, even if they haven't had a serious adverse reaction, they're just tired, for example, or they can't function the way they did. They have to go to sleep earlier every night. Like, it's affected people that you can't even measure. But what bothers me is that, you know, someone will get COVID really bad and then they'll be like, well, at least I was jabbed, you know, and I'm like, are you going to be in your grave saying, well, at least I died, but at least I got jabbed? Like, no, start questioning these things. I mean, you know, miscarriages have gone up 4 times. You know, stillborns, all this sort of stuff. Everything is all over the place. It's terrible. Sudden adult death syndrome. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. It's the morons versus the critical thinkers. And some are waking up. Many who are waking up to this reality are regretting the jabs that they did receive and acquiesce to. In the United States, the CDC just recently reversed course and said, whether you're vaccinated or not, you shouldn't be treated differently, that immunity from natural infection is real. You shouldn't discriminate. So it's looking like we were all right, the ones who said, no, don't do the jab. I know how difficult it was based on talking to others in Australia, much more difficult than a lot of us here in the United States, which there were repercussions in certain particular areas, whether you're in the medical field or in the military in certain arenas. They really tried to clamp down and make life miserable for people who didn't get the jab. But now there are lawsuits being filed and big monetary damage is happening for discrimination against those who refuse to be experiments by the mRNA injection technology.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, that's happening here as well. And, you know, talking about this, you know, that they're a big public apology to all of us. But of course, that's not going to happen. And the mainstream media are just going to actually, they'll just distract us with new problems like Ukraine or like other things. And they'll just sweep it under the rug and continue life like nothing happened. But yet you've got thousands of people like me and others of my community that have been mentally traumatized. But you know what? The mental trauma that we went through, and I'm sure you can agree with this, it actually, a lot of it made us better people.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
But the people who took the jab without doing their research, or the police who enforced these enforcements without thinking, or the doctors and the nurses who jabbed people while they were crying, to be honest, they're going to have a harder time than we are on the other side of this, because we are going to know that we stood up for what we believed in, and there's some power in that. And so we're going to have to stay strong for these people, because they're going to collapse around us.
Yeah.
And I want to be there to help them, and I forgive mostly, you know, but, you know, so we're in a better place. We're in a better place.
Yeah, no, we are strong in a position of principle, and we have been proven right and are going to be proven more right by the day, the week, and the month, and the year. The question is, how does it impact the tyrannical leadership in Australia and other countries around the world? Will there be an overthrow? Will they collapse? Will they change their tune? Will they have their come-to-Jesus moment? What will happen? I don't know, but I do know that standing strong on principle in the long run always will be the triumphant place and space to be, even though there are tragedies in the midst of it. And sometimes we have to be threatened with a loss of freedom in order to really realize how strongly we must defend it and never go to sleep again on these principles that we said we believed in. Monica Smith, my guest this hour. We've got a little bit more to go. Reignite World Freedom. There's a reignitefreedom.com website that's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got about half a minute, so I'm going to just wrap up this segment. We'll come back. I want to talk more about your website, what people can do to help you. Also, this global walkout that I see on the website. And, folks, I just love and appreciate connecting with people around the planet that do love freedom, that are willing to stand on principle in the midst of a lot of threats to their freedom, their very lives in some cases, and didn't cower in fear. These are the people you want to have as friends, as family, the new tribe, so to speak. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for the newsletter. Text RSB to 22828 or just come to robertscottbell.com and sign up for the alerts there in the newsletter. And check out all our upcoming events and the guests that we have and the podcast availability after our live reports right now we're doing with Monica Schmidt here from Australia, reignitefreedom.com. Tell me more about the website, what you're doing, the global walkout, anything we didn't cover yet.
Yeah, great. So Reignite World Freedom is a few different prongs there. And the first one and the most important in many ways is actually to connect local people through that website. So, for example, I might know someone in your community that is like-minded to you, but you guys haven't met each other. And because they subscribed and you've subscribed, there is a way for me to connect you to really easily. Now, I'm doing this on more organizational level. So I've had over almost 100 organizations fill out a really lengthy form to actually collaborate with us, and we're starting to hold meetings and things like that. So this is a way to kind of bring together the global sort of leadership in this space to try to bring about some global initiatives. And also we'll have local events listed, so you'll be able to click on your country and your state and see if there's any picnics happening or any protests or any walk, you know, anything like that. So that's all coming in the next sort of week or two. Obviously we're working with some really amazing people on this initiative, and that's what brings me to the global walkout. So basically what I've realized is that we have actually all started participating in globalism on accident because of the conveniences that globalism has offered us. So the global walkout is really meant to be a, look, I can't go into too much detail because I haven't acted strategy yet, but imagine a slow walkout from some of the conveniences that globalism has offered us. And in that way, it could actually affect them directly, because I think protests are very, very powerful, but without enough people globally, it's not going to have an actual impact. All it will do is bring people together, which is lovely. But if we actually want to be, if we actually want to fight against the globalists, then we need to hit them where it hurts, you know, not everyone else. So that's kind of our strategy.
Well, that's brilliant. And in fact, we've seen evidence of it working recently in the United States. We have a system of federalism where the states have equal, if not superior, authority over even the federal government. And I know the provinces, like we've seen it in Canada, there's pushback a little bit. And in one case, one of the states, West Virginia, has pushed back on the banks because they're globalist in nature. And the banks have been told ESG scores, these scores that, you know, count environmentalism, wokeness, and rights by group dynamics, etc. And that state has said, you know what, if you're going to do that, get out of the state. We're not doing business with you. And suddenly they've rolled back those onerous regulations on the use of banking, for instance. So that concept is sound. If we stop utilizing that which they're trying to deliver to us or force us to accept, then they're going to have to rethink it and either slow down their globalist goal or abandon it altogether because we're no longer playing with them. And I wish everybody would realize that playing well with authoritarians is not good for your freedom.
No, it's like I realized that I woke up one day and I was like, wow, I'm actually a part of the problem. I have an Apple Watch, you know, I've got Facebook. I've got these things that I slam all the time, but then I'm using them. It's like trying to beat the devil in his own game. What, we can't do that. And I'm not saying that we can't just delete everything straight away. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not what I'm saying, but maybe we can, you know, if we start having alternatives and things like that, but we have to lead by example. We can't be all like, oh, we hate the globalists. They're so bad. And then, oh, I'll just tap my card here and tap my card there. And it just doesn't. So I think there's been a disconnect. We haven't realized as a community of freedom lovers that we're actually part of the problem. And I think realizing that has changed my life. So
our power is to withdraw consent. And that doesn't mean, oh, I said, I'm not going to consent. It means you're no longer participating in their reindeer games, their globalist reindeer games, so to speak, if you know what I mean. Monica Smith, you're doing amazing work down under. I appreciate you coming on board the show. I don't even know how we connected, but I'm glad we did. And if everybody will check out the Robert Scott Bell Show website, you'll see these links on the day of the show to ReigniteFreedom.com. And there are people we know that are participating from around the world, including Mike Eden, who I've talked with before, Jimmy Levy as well. And Michael Matt out of the USA. I mean, there you are, Monica from Australia. So God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I love the people of Australia. I'm rooting for you. If we can do anything here in the United States, let me know, and we'll stay in touch.
Cool. And can I just add one thing for anyone listening? Don't freak out. I'm not going to ask you to delete your Facebook straight away, okay? It's a slow process. Don't be afraid. And one step at a time, we're going to do it. So don't freak out.
All right. And remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.